Hey, good morning once more. As we look at the letter to the Corinthians, it will be good for us to understand where did this church come from? How was this church planted? Who planted this church? We discovered that the letter to the Corinthians was a letter that shows how the kingdom of God, how the king's domain would be able to control human domain, the world domain, to be able to control the church physical domain or the church spiritual domain. How does the word of God control our thinking, our emotions? How does the word of God control the way we worship, the way we gather? How does the word of God control? Because the word of God is the one that rules us. The word of God is God. The church we are comparing with that of the Israelites was ruled by slaves, slaves driver. They had the slave mentality. And it came to a time that they were released from slavery. And but as they continued, the enemy Pharaoh and his army followed them. But by the grace of God, they were drowned at the Red Sea. However, the Israelites crossed the Red Sea. They worshipped God. On the other side, led by Miriam, Moses sang a song. But from immediately, there are some other enemies that did not drown because they were part of them. They followed the new community that was freed from slaves, drivers. And this is what we call the Egyptian mentality. This is what we call the former life. This is what we call the sinful life. This is what we call the some of the old thinking, the old nature, the old self. They followed, they crossed with them, they were with them. And you know what? This old enemies of sin, Satan, systems of the world, and self, they came and eat up the new community and they died in the wilderness. Remember, they were desiring to go back to Egypt. In fact, they died. Even the last bunch died after they had already crossed over and they saw the land of Canaan. And they even ate the first fruit, but they came and said, "But they are enemies. So who will take us back to Egypt?" So they kept on desiring to go back to Egypt. That's what this letter of Corinthians is all about. How do we fight those giants? How do we deal with those giants of the former life? And so here, before we continue, we are looking at this session and we said, consider how you are before you are born. Think of what you were when you were called. Think about who are you before you were called. Why this is important is because the letter, 1 Corinthians, is written by Paul and a man called Sosthen. Sosthen. So who is Sosthen? We will discover that there are a number of key people that are mentioned here in the beginning, in the book of Acts, because every letter that Paul wrote had its beginning in the book of Acts. And if you don't read the book of Acts, where that letter began, you may not be able to understand that former life. And so we want to read at Acts 18 here, Acts 18, and see how this church was planted. We'll discover a few people that will be mentioned here. So I want you to keep up with me as I read a few verses here in first Acts 18, so that you can understand who these people were. People like Sosthen. This is Paul in Corinth. Where did he come from? Because he came to Corinth. After this, Paul left Athens and went to Corinth. So he left a place called Athens and he came to a place called Corinth. How did he leave there? He left there because he was pushed by the people of Athenians. He left for his safety. He's running for his life. So as he learned from Athens, he came to Corinth. How would life of Corinth look like? There, he met a Jewish or a Jew named Aquila, a native of Pontus, who had recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because Claudius, as the governor, had ordered all Jews to leave Rome. Now, I want you to see that he met with the first group or the first couple. This couple is a great couple. Aquila, and he was from a place called Pontus. He had a wife called Priscilla. And so they were moving, or they were running away, because they had been deported from Italy. Can you imagine? They were missionaries. This is a missionary couple that had gone to Italy to preach the gospel where Rome is, or where the emperor is, who was the ruler of the time. But the emperor said, may all the Jews quit. And he was serious. Can you imagine people chasing one tribe? They had ordered all Jews to leave Rome. People have hated Jews. And this time I want us to focus on Jews as God's missionary. Let's understand this, because there's a lot of Jewish missionaries. And the first one we see, Paul, was a Jewish missionary. He's coming from Athens, and now he comes to Corinth. He comes to preach the gospel. He's being pushed by stones from Athens to come to Corinth. Then he met another one. So this church of Corinth was opened by Jewish people, missionaries, who were running away. One, they were pushed by mob, other mob up there. Other one, they're pushed by the people from Italy or from Claudius' order. Paul went to see them, to see this couple. And because he was a tent maker, as they were, he stayed and worked with them. Praise God. They were working. May God make missionaries who can be able to work for their lives also. We have a tent making. Very important. It will help us to be able to enter into some areas. And it also helps us to have something that we don't depend on people. Every Sabbath, look at how he started this ministry, this church, how it was started. Every Sabbath, Paul listened in the synagogue, trying to persuade Jews and Greeks. So look, we discovered that he started with getting the first converts from the synagogue to some Jews and some Greeks that were going to the synagogue. Can you imagine that? What were the Jews doing in synagogue? What is a synagogue? Synagogue is a fellowship. It's a place where Jews would meet to worship God. Synagogue began from when the Israelites went to Babylon, when they were chased away from their home by the by the Persians and the Greeks and all that. They were taken to new places by those enemies. But when they went there, they could not be able to meet in Jerusalem again. So they came up with a system whereby they would be able to meet even when they were in the wilderness. When they were in the place of slavery. Now, these places of worship, they were calling them synagogue. So when they came back from from the exile, they still came with those mentality and with those systems of worship called synagogue worship. It's a good one, because this is a system like the one for Cell Church or Zono, where members would meet in a particular place, in a place not far from where they were. So Paul began
and he was reasoning with them to persuade Jews and Greeks. That is one good method that we can use to persuade. Then when Silas and Timothy came from Macedonia, he had left them there. When Paul was chased away from Athens, he left Silas and Timothy. So when they came, Paul devoted himself exclusively to preaching. Another method, testifying to the Jews that Jesus was the Messiah. So he began by taking back Jews, those missionaries. But when they opposed Paul and became abusive, he shook out his clothes in protest and said to them, "Your blood be on your own heads. I am innocent of it. From now on, I will go to the Gentiles." Then Paul left the synagogue and went next door, that is to the house of Titus Justus, a worshiper of God. Crispus, the synagogue leader, and his entire family who'd believed in the Lord Jesus, and many of the Corinthians who had Paul believed and were baptized. Now, I wanted to see how Paul began this church, because we are considering the former life how they were. We are discovering that Jews who were now in Corinth had forgotten their mission. Yes, they are here, but they're actually the people who forgot that they were supposed to be the light to the Gentiles. But they came, and when Paul came, he was first of all to take them back, or to minister to them, or to listen with them about Jesus Christ. They had forgotten the main thing. They were missionaries who were swallowed by the world. And when Paul is coming, he's starting to evangelize them again. And they become abusive to Paul, and they chase Paul from synagogue. But Paul goes to the next door. Now he's going to door. But who did he go to? A person called Justus. Justus, Titus Justus, was the leader of the synagogue. There, he preached to him. Then there's another one, Crispus, the synagogue leader. And he began by converting the synagogue leader. He called Crispus. And his entire family or household, they believe, and many other people. So if he did not get them in the synagogue, he got them house to house. Paul had a very good strategies, and he preached. But they became abusive because they chased him from synagogue. So he went house to house. And he began by converting the leader of the synagogue. Though he was outside, but Paul and many people became believers and were baptized. Look, but Paul felt that he would leave these people. He was angry with the Jews, his call people, other people, his men, his tribesmen, who had forgotten their call as missionaries. They are beating Paul instead of taking Paul and allowing Paul to evangelize the Gentile. They had become like the Gentiles. You know, there are a few things that Jews would do, or that missionaries would do. First, they would feel entitled. Number two, they would feel that they have nothing to do with the tribe or with the people that they have gone to, the other communities. They are there, but they are not salt. They are not light to them. Another thing they can do was to become like them. They start doing the evil things that the world are doing. Instead of reaching them out, they are reached to. And I believe all this would happen to the Jewish missionaries. But God expected that they would be a transforming agent. They'd be a missionary of God. So Paul felt abused by them, and he ran away. But one night, the Lord spoke to Paul in a vision. "Do not be afraid, keep on speaking, do not be silent, for I am with you, and no one is going to hurt you or attack you and harm you, because I have many people in this city." So I want you to get these words. Jesus is encouraging Paul in a dream that, "Paul, don't go away from Corinth. I have so many people, I have many people in this city. Keep on preaching. There are no people, for I am with you." That's the key thing. Don't keep silent. No one is going to attack you and harm you. So Paul stayed in Corinth for 1 year and a half, teaching them the word of God. And I want you to see, this is how this ministry was, you know, started, by God's encouragement. But finally, look at this. There was, when Justus, the former temple leader, got born again, they took another one called Sosthene. And he too was converted by Paul. While Gallio was proconsul of Achaia, the Jews of Corinth made a united attack on Paul, their colleague missionary, and brought him to the place of judgment. This, look, the Jews are now taking Paul to Roman judgment. We will see this being addressed by Paul in the Corinth. This man, the judge, is persuading the people to worship God in ways contrary to our law. Just as Paul was about to speak, Gallio said to them, if you Jews were making a complaint about some misdemeanor or serious crime, it would be listenable for me to listen to you. But since it involves questions about words and names and your own law, settle the matter yourself. I will not be a judge of such things. So he drove them off. Then the crowds then turned to Sosthene, the synagogue leader. Now, Sosthene is now the second synagogue leader who has, because the former one had been converted by Paul. So this one now, he was attacked by the crowd because he also had allowed Paul to go to the synagogue. So the crowd attacked Sosthene, the synagogue leader, and beat him in front of the proconsul. And Gallio showed no concern whatsoever. What is very critical is that after they beat this synagogue leader in front of the governor, this synagogue leader got converted and started following Paul and becomes Paul team. And he followed Paul. And for 1.5 years, Paul mentored him to an extent that when Paul is writing this letter, the first one, he writes the letter together with Sosthene. So may you see how the tribe of Jews or the tribal Jews forgot their mission, and they forgot that they were like the Gentile, and they become like the Gentiles. In fact, they become the one who are opposing the gospel. May God help us in Jesus' name.